Hey everybody, welcome to the Moscow Mules. But this ain't Moscow, is it? No. Guess where we are? We're in Budapest, the beautiful capital of Hungary. Two cities, Buda and Pest. Now, guess why I'm here? I'm here actually to cover these really important elections. You know, some of us do have real jobs. That's not something Augie, who's joining us remotely, knows anything about. Now, one of the first things I did here was to try to get to know the locals, you know, ask them questions. Well, who's going to win? What's next for Hungary? But the first people I actually ran into weren't Hungarians at all. A lot of tourists in the city. I met a group of young Germans. And what they had to say about the show that's going on back in the West, not far from here, is really interesting. Let's have a listen.
We see it in Germany, a lot of economical challenges, and things are starting to get different.
Yeah. And you think cutting off Russian energy was a mistake?
In my opinion, definitely, yeah.
Of course, while I'm here in Hungary, what's going on in the Middle East? Well, it's the great USA victory, defeat, victory, win. Of course, why you need to send your vice president all the way across to Pakistan is because you won, right? You have to double down on the winning. So much winning. The Strait of Hormuz is completely open, right? I don't think so. The regime has been completely removed. Yeah, Israel isn't bombing the shit out of Lebanon, killing tons of people. It's all working out absolutely perfectly. And meanwhile, the greatest military on earth is super military. You got the best military in the world, super military. The superest military on earth has released a little video, which Oggs dug up on the interweb. Pretty grim, cringy stuff. Wilna Oggs.
Mick, I love you. Baby, do you love me too?
When I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking of you. I take my breakfast, I'm thinking of you. I gotta work, and I'm thinking of you. Mick, I love you. Baby, do you love me too? Do you?
So, from a bunch of gay Americans to one more gay American. Now, this one is particularly bloodthirsty. Our friend Lindsay Nosferatu Graham, who actually thinks that war and killing, a lot of killing in Israel and Ukraine, Israel and Ukraine, what a lovely, but I love a war. I don't think this little closet homosexual has ever seen a war he didn't want to get involved in. But he does think that it's all good for the cash take, yeah. Because I've never heard the guy actually talk about, the south of the United States where he's actually from. But here he is, basically clearing up the reality that war is good for profits. Yeah, I just love a bit of killing. Take it away, Lindsay.
So I just want to say, I feel good about the Republican Party. I feel good about where we're going as a nation. We're killing all the right people and we're cutting your taxes. Trump is my favorite president. We've run out of bombs. We didn't run out of bombs in World War II.
Now, from one bloodthirsty, insane American, Lindsay, to another one, Paula White. You might have seen her. Now, that's not me trying to explain to the cops why I drank 27 beers. I can't find my way into my apartment. This is a lady called Paula White, who is Mr. Trump's pastor. She lays on the hands. She's basically a bit of a fraudster. But she is also, as Augie has discovered, really, really into bombing Iran a little bit more. Now, riddle me this. If I was to show a map of the world, Ilya, with no names on it, do you think Paula would know where the fuck Jerusalem was? Forget about Iran. They all still want to bomb it. Run the video, Wugs.
Strike and 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 strike until you have victory. For every enemy that is aligned against you, let there be that we would strike the ground, for you will give us victory, God. I hear a sound of abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of shouting and singing. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. I hear a sound of an abundance of rain. I hear a sound of victory. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. The Lord says it is done. For I hear victory, 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 victory in the quarters of heaven. In the quarters of heaven, victory, 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 victory. For angels are being released right now. Angels are being dispatched right now. Hamanda aka ata raka teda baka sanda ata ambo osa kata rite eke banda ata rike didi ashata.
Thanks, Paula. See you later. Yeah, and as if, you know, Pastor Paula, you know, calling for more blood and destruction and Nosferatu Lindsey Graham wasn't bad enough. Their friends over in Israel are going one step further. Look, if you're going to just invade everybody who's your neighbor and basically just completely bulldoze, you know, forget about Gaza, international law. And if you've also got a guy in the White House who's going to do everything you say, get the job done. Get it done cleanly. Do it more efficiently. Use neutron bomb. Yes, that's what an Israeli journalist actually called for in Iran. Nuke the motherfucker.
Not just to destroy Israel. After all, they prepared missiles to destroy the entire Gulf region. And I ask you, or Minister Ben-Gvir, whoever wants to answer first, why don't we use a neutron bomb, as it's called? It's a type of atomic bomb that doesn't damage buildings. It kills all the people in a limited area everywhere.
I got that.
Minister Ben-Gvir, what do you say about...
He was first let in.
I understood.
Ben-Gvir doesn't want to get involved.
After what happened with Minister Eliyahu, so Ben-Gvir...
Ben-Gvir is confused. Someone from the right hit him, and he doesn't understand the situation.
He's asking about Adams.
He doesn't understand what's going on here, what's happening here. Yes, by the way, this could save a lot of human lives.
I don't use the term atomic, but I saw...
It's called a neutron bomb.
Yeah, and of course, we're not just talking about Israel anymore. We're talking about Gaza. No, sorry, it's not Gaza. It's Yemen. Oh, not Yemen, not Iraq. Afghanistan, Libya, Syria. Oh, I'm kind of... Oh, yeah, sorry. It's Lebanon. And we've got a nice little video of a Lebanese kid and her dad out for a walk. Very cute. You know, she's got the little meme thing on her face. And what happens? Israel launches the biggest attack in decades on Lebanon. I think 100 strikes across the country in 10 minutes, killing dozens and dozens and dozens of people. Check this out. This is the reality of what's happening on the ground in Lebanon, thanks to our friends in Tel Aviv and Washington. This could be your kid. Don't let that bother you. Go back to your McDonald's.
Sure. How about it? It's all done here,
eh? Yeah. Pasta, Rabbo.
Yeah.
Run out.
So, you know, this weekly little segment we have, AI slop. We thought this week, given Melania's bizarre announcement like 24 hours ago, I've just decided to tell you all, I had nothing to do with the sex with kids on Epstein Island. I didn't know Jeffrey whatsoever. Forget about these photographs. I didn't know him, okay? Who are you married to? You know, hanging out with, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell. Yeah, you knew nothing about it. Of course, we all completely believe her, yeah, because the doors dramatically opened when you walked out and closed behind you. So this week, our little AI slop section is dedicated to our old friend, Jeffrey. Yes, the lucky school teacher who just so happened to peddle kids to every pervert, financier, and crooked mother in the United States of America for decades until he got found out. How do you, you know, over there, it's a squirrel. No, over there, it's Iran. Run the video, Wuggy.
Teen Hunt! At ease, soldier, but not really. See, there's a drone up that way. I'm going to need you to lure out
Operations Fury.
Your mission, should you choose to accept it. And you will accept it. You don't have a choice. We raise the age of the draft.
Private Elmer Fudge, ready for deployment.
But what about my Social Security? You don't get it anymore! Now off you go to the minefield!
Cheer up, son. The light at the end of the tunnel is approaching. Targeted elimination of the schoolhouse sector is complete. Due to your bravery, your family gets to eat this week.
Oh, no, no. I'll give it to your wife myself.
Operation Fury.
I'm fighting for Jeffrey.
I'm fighting for Jeffrey.
I'm fighting for Jeffrey!
I'm fighting for Jeffrey.
Let's stick with the Epstein kind of vibe. You know, you remember those kind of emails he used to send to all his creepy friends? What are you seeing in Ukraine? Some great opportunities. I see gold is up. I see copper is down. Oh, how did you enjoy the pizza last night? All this creepy, right? We noticed something very creepy about what's going on the financial TV in the United States of America. The president's about to erase an entire civilization. Are you bullish or bearish on genocide? Yeah, for real. Because remember, behind all the spin and all the we're going to free the and Operation Epstein Fury or whatever it's all about, the peak headset, what's behind it all is profit. The same people who are funding the big political parties, AIPAC, they're still also donors and sort of greasy nexus partners in the military-industrial complex. There's tons of money getting made. And you're going to see all the stocks in Boeing and Raytheon and McDonnell Douglas all going through the roof as oil comes down. So you got a hedge, you know, total annihilation. Yeah, so what? Are you bullish or bearish on genocide? Yeah, for real. Well, Augie.
Yeah. Deadline that President Trump has set, 8 p.m., yeah. has threatened to destroy a civilization. How does an investor process that? Is it a bigger upside risk or downside risk?
So it's not as if things are all looking rosy for the ordinary workers in the U.S., right? Some dude, 29-year-old guy, decided to burn down probably the biggest warehouse I've ever seen of tickets, toilet paper, you and me, while he was muttering the phrase, "You should have just paid me enough to live, bro." This looks like desperation or mental illness, or it could be a mixture of the two. But regardless of the fact, the dude actually torched the whole show. See what I did there, Ruggie? Yeah, run the video.
Should have paid us enough to live. You know, we may not get paid enough to live, but these bitches dirt cheap. All you had to do was pay us enough to live. All you had to do was pay us enough to live. All you had to do was pay us enough to live. There goes your inventory.
Meanwhile, back in Ireland, Bill, take it from me, I'm Irish. The government, which hates each other, which has screwed every single element of Irish society over the last 30 years, filled the country with retarded local politicians, senior politicians. It's a shit show. Cost of living is through the roof. Cost of fuel is now through the roof. But you might not get any fuel at all in Ireland because the protesters are finally taken to the streets. And how have the government decided to engage with them? Ah, brilliant idea. Send in the army. Run the video, Augie. So, we're kind of coming to the end of the episode. We're actually here at the New York Cafe in Budapest, very famous place. And we're kind of in America. So, a place we love to visit, of course, if we want to find some complete libtard, LGBTQ plus, minus, up, down, in, out, bullshit. And that's Canada, our friends in Canada. And of course, the cop who's currently in charge of the protests in Ireland is actually a Canadian woman. It's all going to pan out absolutely perfectly. Let's have a look at the LGBTQIAQS genocide. These people are actually real. Who's paying them? Maybe it's an old Hungarian. I am your father, Alex.
Deal with the ongoing genocide of MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
So, as if it's not bad enough in Canada, let's look at Europe. Guess where? Mette Frederiksen, our savior of Ukraine, our glorious Führer, she got f***ed out. She's gone. At least one of the wicked witches of the West is on her way to a job in the private sector. Well, meanwhile, the Danish government has decided to educate its own people about who they are. Yes, you're white. You are a man. You have a penis and two testicles. Yes, but if you decide, you can be a woman on Wednesday. Just book in here, put a dress on, your mother's nightgown, and everything will be just fine. Yeah? Insanity, bro. Run it, Augie.
Yes. Now you get it.
It's amazing what we can learn from the DNA in ancient teeth and old feces. The first people in Greenland died out because of the famine. The DNA in this little fellow has shown us that we Danes survived because we had sex with other peoples from the Middle East and West Asia. And that has made us more resistant to diseases. So if we don't mix with foreigners, we die out. So if you want to give your future children the best opportunities, you should probably choose something a bit more exotic.
Well, did you ever get that feeling of being watched over by somebody? Somebody that you've spoken a lot about in life. I get that kind of warm sensation here in Budapest. I'm not sure what it is. Well, come on. Could be our old friend, Vladimir. We're at the end of the show. Yet another one. The train pulls into the station. Augie remotely. Does he do any work at all? I don't know. Check it out. Let's see how the final edit works out. And, you know, what's the show been about this week? Another victory, which isn't a victory. But then again, we got good at that with Ukraine, with COVID, with all the bullshit they told us. Everything they said that we were crazy about, the tinfoil hat brigade, are probably right. They're not conspiracy theorists. They're conspiracy to be probably absolutely correct. Yeah, that's how it is. Well, until same time, same place next week. Who knows where I'll turn up. You never know. Like that bad penny your mother used to tell you about. Until then, mind yourself. God bless. See you then.